Waterloo, Iowa. For the second time in three nights, the Thunder Bay Border Cats pulled out a come-from-behind win in their final turn at bat. Greg LaChance doubled home a pair of runs with one out in the ninth inning on Friday night to earn the Cats a 4-3 road win against the front-running Waterloo Bucks, handing the Great Plains East Division leaders just their second loss of 2025. The Border Cats trailed 3-0 through seven innings, unable to solve Waterloo starter Kai Purdy Burden, who allowed just two hits over five innings, and reliever Grant Parker, who walked one and hit one in a couple of hitless innings. Thunder Bay finally got the offense rolling in the eighth, with Connor Entz on in relief. Corey Morrow walked to lead off the inning and scored two batters later when Greg LaChance hammered a double to right. After Lucas Johnson struck out, Jeremy Sheffield, the hero of Wednesday afternoon's ninth-inning rally against Duluth, connected on the second double of the inning for the Border Cats, allowing LaChance to score, cutting Waterloo's lead to 3-2. Cole Bradley took over in the ninth in line for a save, but walked Braxton Templin to open the inning. Manny Alberto followed with a one-out walk and Morrow was hit by a pitch, loading the bases. LaChance then doubled to left to put the Cats in front for the first time in the contest. Thunder Bay manager Joe Ellison called on Jackson Hahnsee to close the game out, but the Bucks made it interesting. Will Johnson drew a four-pitch walk leading off the inning, then stole second before Hahnsee struck out Marcus Hewson for the first out of the ninth. Bennett Fryman also went down swinging, but although the Bucks were down to their final out, by no means were they finished. Owen Ross reached on an error by catcher Trey Fikes. Ross took second on defensive indifference, but with a chance to win it with a single, Jake Bechtel struck out swinging and the Border Cats emerged victorious, improving to 6-5. Matt Sagent got the start for Thunder Bay and didn't allow a hit over three innings, though three walks did lead to an unearned run. Carter Wall, the fourth Thunder Bay pitcher of the night, more than held his own, coming in with two outs in the sixth. Wall didn't allow a hit in 2.1 innings of relief, striking out three. The Border Cats have lowered their team ERA from 10.37 after Wednesday's game to 9.00. Thunder Bay travels to La Crosse on Sunday to open a two-game set. They'll be back at Port Arthur Stadium, where they are 11th in the league in attendance with 1,162 fans per game, on Monday to host the Eau Claire Express. Correction. The story initially indicated the game-winning double was hit by Cale Babin, which was published on the official Northwoods League website. We apologize for the error.